This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim haba, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yoimis. We're learning Maseches Gittin. We begin Maseches Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Hamevi get, one who brings a document of divorce that the husband sends to his wife, Mimedinas Hayam, from overseas, from a far place overseas. Tzach Sheyoimer, the Shliach has to say, Befanei Nechtav Ubefanei Nechtam, that the Shliach has to declare that in Bezdin, before he hands over the get, that it was written and signed before him. There are two reasons for this given in the Gemara. Rabbi says, Lefi She'in Bekin Lishma, that people from Medina Sayam are not Baki in Halacha. They don't realize, they don't know that a get has to be written for the sake of the woman who's being divorced. Therefore, the Chachamim were Masakin that the Shliach says, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechtam, and this will eventually come to clarify whether the get was written and sealed properly, or with this declaration, he's testifying that it was written and signed lishma. Rava says a different reason. Lefisha in edim tzun lekaimai. According to Rava, we're not worried the get is possible. We're afraid maybe the husband will come in Medina Sayam and protest that the get is forged, and in such a situation, the get will have to be verified, whether the Edom in fact signed it. And a get that's from Medina Sayam, the Edom are not Mitzuyim in Eretz Yisrael to Mekayim. And if the husband is Ma'arer, there will be no way for the woman to get divorced with this get. Therefore, the Chamor Mesakein that the Shliach say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. And they believed him like two witnesses. Ram Gamliel Oimer, not only if you bring it from a faraway place, but even even if you bring it from Rekem and Chever, which are cities close to Eretz Yisrael, across the southeastern border, also they have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam. According to Rabba, the reason is even though it's close, they're not Bekin Lishma. And according to Rava, many people do not come from there to Eretz Yisrael, and you won't have Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. Reb Lezer Omer Afilu Mekfar Ludim L'Lud. Reb Lezer says, even from Kfar Ludim to Lud. The Gemara explains, Kfar Ludim was a city outside of Eretz Yisrael, close to Lud, and absorbed in its boundaries, in its border. So it's not only close, it's also Muvla, it's also swallowed. So, according to Rabbah, they too are not Bekin Lishma. Simply. However, the Gemara does say that really they are Bekin Lishma. Nevertheless, you still have to say Fanei Nechtav because we cannot differentiate L'Medina Sayam. Because once they were Geizer, that if you bring a get Medina Sayam, you have to say, we're not Mechalik between how close it is. But Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say in Tzach Sheyomer, B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam. You do not have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam, El Hamevi Medina Sayam, unless you bring from overseas, V'hamoylech, or if you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayam. So according to Rabba, the Chachamim argue in the Tanakama. Tanakama holds only if you bring from overseas, because they're not Bekin Lishma. Now if you bring from Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Eretz Yisrael Bekin Lishma, the Chachamim say, no, even when you bring from Eretz Yisrael, we're Goizar, Moilech from Eretz Yisrael, Atu, maybe from Chosar. So according to Rava, there's no Machlokes. The Chachamim are explaining the Tanakama, that in Edom Mitzrayim Lekaimoi, and there's no difference between whether you bring it from Medina Sayam or you bring it from Eretz Yisrael. Or, the Mishnah continues, Hamevi Medina L'Medina Medina Sayam, someone who brings from one Medina to another Medina Sayam, Tzach Sheyom B'Fanei Nechtav B'Fanei Nechtam. You have to say B'Fanei Nechtav B'Fanei Nechtam according to Rabbah, because in Bekiyin Lishma. And the same would hold true even if it's from city to city. It only picked the Medina Medina, that in Eretz Yisrael, even from one Medina to another, you don't have to say. According to Rava, it's dafka if you bring it from one Medina to another, but meir le'ir, it is Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. Rishim Gamliel, Rishim Gamliel says, afilu mehagmanya lehagmanya, even from one city, even within one city that are ruled by different rulers, if they're makbid on each other, you'd have to say. And that's because in Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. And even Rabba is choishesh for the reasoning of Rabba of Ein Edem Tzuyan Lekaima. Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Amir, Rabbi Yehuda says, May Rekem Lemizrach, from Rekem and on toward the east is like Chutz Aretz, Rekem Kamizrach. Rekem itself is like Chutz Aretz. So, from Rekem and beyond is like Chutz Aretz, and Rekem itself is also like Chutz Aretz. May Ashkelon Ladarum, Ashkelon Kadarum, from Ashkelon and to the south, and Ashkelon is like the south, from meaning south of Ashkelon, and Ashkelon itself is like Chutz Aretz. May Akko Latzafen, Akko Katzafen, from Akko and north is like Chutz Aretz, and Akko is like the north. Reb Shem Klingbald says that there's a beautiful remez on this Mishnah, because we know that a sukkah is like an entity that encompasses the borders of Eretz Yisrael. A sukkah is diras arai. Arai stands for Ashkelon, Rekem, Akoi, and the yud is the yam. Rav Meir says Akoi ke Eretz Yisrael agitin. Akoi is like Eretz Yisrael for gitin. And if you bring a get from Akoi itself, you do not have to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.